started a tremendously new wave of anti-Semitism, of pogroms in France and Germany and in the Rhineland. So many of the Balei Tosfos, the students of Rabbeinu Tam, moved from France to England. And they went with the Norman conquest. And the generation after the Norman conquest, two generations after the Norman conquest, in the early 1100s, the Jews were in England already. And the Jews who went to England were French Jews, because in England they spoke French, and the government was French, the king was a Frenchman, and therefore they felt an affinity. So to escape the anti-Semitism of France, they went to what was essentially a French colony. And we will find that throughout Jewish history. When the Jews escaped from Spain, they went essentially to a Spanish colony, the Spanish Netherlands, Holland. When the Jews escaped from portions of Germany, they went to Bohemia, to Czechoslovakia, to Silesia, which were essentially German colonies where other Germans lived, because it still had the surroundings of the places and the language that they knew, but it was a place where the virus of anti-Semitism did not yet arrive. It would arrive. We will see that the Jews were expelled from England. The Third Crusade of Richard the Lionhearted was a disaster for the Jews of England, but that at this stage of development, England was a place of refuge. Many of the Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam went to England. And we have their scholarly works of the Talmud. It's called Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, the Tosfos of the wise men of England. And it's interesting that most of the manuscripts of the Malei Tosfos do not exist in France, because they were burned by the French, by Louis IX in the 13th century, but they do exist in the Bodleian Library in Oxford, because when the Jews were expelled, all of their books were kept, and the manuscripts were kept at Oxford, and our best records of the original Balei Tosfos are therefore to be found there in the Bodleian Library in Oxford.